Books on Tape presents Emperors and Idiots, the 100-year rivalry between the Yankees and Red Sox, from the very beginning to the end of the curse. By Mike Vaccaro. Read by Scott Brick. Introduction. It was no great surprise that Yogi Berra would be the one who described the situation best at the start of my journey, inside the museum in Montclair, New Jersey, that bears his name. This was a couple of weeks after the end of the 2003 baseball season. Across the next few months, I would pose variations of the same basic question to dozens of baseball players, some active, some retired, all of them having logged some hard time on either side of baseball's great fault line. The question essentially was this: what does it feel like? What makes the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry so compelling, so seductive, so absorbing? Why do the passions run so deep on both sides, much deeper than anywhere else in American professional sports? Why is there more electricity attached to a meaningless spring training game between these two in Fort Myers, Florida, than to half the playoff games contested every October by other teams? And how can one possibly understand what it is to play high-pressure baseball games under the glare of this unrelenting spotlight? What does that feel like? The Red Sox and the Yankees have been feeding this festering feud for 100 years already, from the moment on May 8, 1903, when a New York Highlanders outfielder named Dave Fultz hit a harmless ground ball to Boston Pilgrims first baseman Candy LaChance. Fultz, a former football player, stormed down the first base line with little regard for whatever was standing.